Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's been a very heavy Cavs show today, and we've had a lot of fun, but we saved this one for the right time of the show so we could get the right amount of time to talk about it. And also, we got something we can tie in with Dylan here in a bit. But Kevin Stefanski, you just heard it in Meredith's 2020 there. Kevin Stefanski today was asked about the rep split and whether Shedeur Sanders was getting any reps with the first team.
No. I mean, with a young quarterback, with Dylan starting, you want to make sure he gets a lot of the reps. Different when you have a veteran like Joe, but still getting reps in a bunch of periods.
Now, the reason why I think this is a real conversation for a lot of people is Dylan was getting first-team reps in camp. The only time Shedeur got first-team reps in camp was, I believe, the first preseason game. I didn't even get first-team reps ahead of his preseason debut with the Cleveland Browns. So, and then, of course, during the regular season, when Joe was starting, Dylan was still getting, I would say, there were a little bit more first-team reps than you would expect from a backup quarterback. So just to starting here, I guess we'll ask, like, how much does it matter to you when you hear Shedeur isn't getting starter reps yet?
It might surprise you. It doesn't really bother me. Like, even the amount that Dylan was getting was around, like, I don't know, 10% is what people have guesstimated around there. And, like, for me, Shedeur is not going to be made or broke by 10% of reps that he gets in any sort of situation. Like, I mean, does it stink for Shedeur? Maybe a little bit, but I just don't think this is going to impact him in any sort of large way.
I think the only thing I could say is one of the biggest bits of noise around this team that they've created is Dylan's gotten every opportunity since the start of camp. No matter how good or bad he was, Shedeur, at least when we were able to see him, aced every single opportunity he was given until that final preseason game with limited opportunities. I think this is only going to feed the narrative that the Browns are doing as much humanly possible to get, you know, to make Dylan look good, and they're not doing that with what is now their backup quarterback.
Well, I do wonder if this changes at some point, if their feelings change on Dylan Gabriel. Maybe this is one of the things we have to look for to see if the tide is starting to turn. Like, in many ways, I've already suggested, look towards what some of the beat reporters are saying and when they talk about Shedeur, but this could be another area where we look and say, oh, they are getting tired of Dylan, aren't they? Now all of a sudden, Shedeur is getting 10% of the backup reps. But it really, truthfully, at the end of the day, does not bother me that he's not getting these.
I just think, listen, the question we start with is, obviously, does it matter? And really, it's how much does it matter? I think a lot of this stuff in how they're treating both quarterbacks are really important things to have on the record. For then, like, Dylan's getting all the reps, and then I'm not impressed with what I'm seeing. You know what I mean? Like, that's... guy, because I think that would be a fair excuse. If right now Shador was getting even 10% of the first team reps, I would go, oh, it kind of makes sense. You know, Dylan, that the offense is still pared down, that Dylan is still a work in progress. He's a third round pick. He's a rookie. And hey, he's not even getting 100% of the reps in the full first team reps. But you don't have that. You know, like, he's looking meh at best, and he's getting 100% of the reps. And I also, there's one other thing here.
Yeah.
And this is, we probably should feel this way about most teams. The truth is, I don't trust him. Like, the Browns, like every NFL team, are susceptible to biases and internal narratives and groupthink, and they haven't proven to me one way or another that they can handle the development of a quarterback. So when I hear, like, Ashador's not getting any first-team reps, you should naturally be cynical on that, whether it pisses you off or whether it doesn't, simply because the latest quarterback that I have to judge them off their development, as of right now, my biggest gripe with the first three games is I have not seen him get better in three games.
I know, but what this speaks to, and again, it does not bother me in any sort of large way, but what it does speak to is they continue to put all of the eggs in the Dylan Gabriel basket. And they have not been shy about that in any sort of way. And that's, again, that's, it's not surprising to me. No part of this is surprising because, not to go Daryl Ryder on everyone, but it's not surprising because this is how they've treated Dylan the entire time. He's always gotten the favorite child treatment, the golden child treatment, and that's okay. They've decided to do that. But to what you're saying, then you have to be right about this guy. And he's got to be better than what you've seen. And again, like, is it the, do I think Shador, when he wins the job eventually, is going to turn around and be like, oh, thank goodness I had those 10% of reps as the back. No, I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference. That's why I'm not losing my mind over it.
I think a little bit over a long time does make a big difference, though. Especially if you're not a first-round quarterback. No, if you're just a rookie.
I mean, I'd
in a position to play.
I'd like to see him have the opportunity to go through some of those reps just from the speed component to it all. I think there's an obvious advantage to that. It's going to be better than him just sitting on the sidelines. But, again, this speaks to them putting all their eggs in the Dylan Gabriel basket with the idea that they think it's more valuable for Dylan to get all of them, and they just don't have enough reps to be able to do this all day.
Yeah, but I think the risk-reward. And, again, I buy the logic that Kevin Stefanski's using. I think we're just kind of talking around this idea and how they should be preparing both quarterbacks going forward. And again, at the kernel of that is a lack of trust with, and it's not just the Browns. Teams screw this crap up all the time, no matter whether it's a first rounder or a sixth rounder. It's really hard to get right just by nature of you're playing with mercury with a young quarterback anyways. To me, it's risk reward. So this goes back to, I haven't seen Dylan get better in the 3 weeks I've watched him play. I'm sure there are nuanced points that film junkies like Coach Riz can give us, Coach Reisland can give us, that maybe he can rebut. But in terms of his performance, in terms of the eye test, I've not seen him get better. So the reward is, the more reps you give Dylan Gabriel, the better Dylan Gabriel should likely be. The risk is, if Dylan gets banged up in this game and Shador has to go out there, he's still a developmental player that now all of a sudden could have used those reps. And it's not even like, I think you're spot on to say, hey, I'd love to get these reps to for the speed, because ones versus two, there's a different speed there, right?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. It's just familiarity. Part of the hardest thing about so much of football, especially on offense, it's about chemistry. It's about communication. It's about knowing each other in a nonverbal way. One of the reasons why I think the offensive line has been so bad is continuity breeds success on your offensive line, because you learn each other. And communication is incredibly important.
Even
up front,
just with the receivers. I'm sure you heard Mahomes' comment in the past couple days. It was like, how did you know Rashee Rice was going to be at that spot at that given moment? It's like, you're a magician. He's like, I'm not a magician. I just know Rashee because I've dealt with him enough, and I know where he's going to be because I know how he thinks. There was no magic happened there. I've just thrown enough passes to him. And there is value in stuff like that. There is. I don't know that he gets that in 10% of plays on a Wednesday. I don't know that happens.
Yeah, but it does, I think it does. You get more. Well, I mean, because you have to, it's a library. You build it over time.
Again, they are favoring Dylan Gabriel. So no part of this is going to be any sort of surprise to anybody that's been paying attention to this, because this is what they care about is Dylan's success. They've clearly never cared about Shador's success the same way they've cared about Dylan's success.
So
it's just another example of that.
Yeah, but I think this comes back to the idea of you can look at that and go, it probably shouldn't be that way. Again, I'm not a Shador mark. I'm not a Dylan mark. Both of these are what I think to be scratch-off lottery tickets. And now that if Shador was the third string, if Joe Flacco was still the backup, I don't know I'd really feel one bit away about this. But Shador is one snap away from getting out there.
I think I'd feel more enraged if it was Flacco. So the idea with Dylan is that Dylan needs as many reps as he can get. And he currently is the starter. Joe doesn't need every rep in the world.
No. I mean, if Joe is your backup.
Oh,
if
okay.
Joe is your backup.
I meant like as Joe is the starter, then they should have been doing what they did with Dylan the entire
time.
But
like when I look at this from Shador's side of thing, it's like how to build that library of understanding the players around you on an offense that is already wildly compromised of talent. The reason why it matters is, all right, if you're building, let's say, 10% of snaps every Wednesday or 10% of snaps a week with the ones, and you go 7 weeks, well, that's a butt ton of snaps that now you're going to have to replicate that in game. And it is really hard to build that solely in a game as your first exposure to the ones.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Like, there should be no difference to how... I know there are biases in the NFL. I do. But there should be no difference how you treat Dylan Gabriel to Shador Sanders, because they're closer in how they should be linked in terms of where they were drafted than certainly if we were talking about a first pick overall.
This is one of the hard parts of when you have your rookie quarterback and your backup quarterback both be... Your first string and your second string both be rookies. Like, this is one of the hard parts about that. And like, I've asked so many people in the past couple weeks, should this be something that I get enraged about? Should this be something that I really feel deeply about one way or another? And every football person, including Ross, we had Ross down at 220. They just continue to hammer home that if I go down that road, I'm making too big of a deal about basically backup quarterback reps and the 10%, and this is just how the rest of the NFL does it. My argument has always been, well, the NFL gets things wrong all the time. Doesn't mean they're right about it. You can upset the apple cart, but I understand if a coach says, Dylan's not there, we need to get Dylan as many reps as possible because he's the current starter, and for Shador, you're just in a tough spot. It is what it is.
With love and respect to all those analysts, those same analysts, if Shador was not prepared, would then go, why doesn't he look prepared? Yeah?
Well, I mean, that is going to be the response. In turn, that's going to be the response. Now, I don't want to speak for any of these people. I'm not sure. We'd have to ask them ourselves. I think the logical response to that would be something along the lines of like, well, the 10% isn't, I know you're talking about the library and building the catalog, but they would just argue that the 10% is more valuable to Dylan at this moment in time as your starter than what it would be to Shador, especially since Shador may never even see the field this year.
216-474-0092. Shador Sanders is not getting starter reps. Should he be getting first team reps? Yeah, I think if we were talking about like he was taking first team reps away from Cam Ward, maybe I'd feel different. It's a late third rounder and mid fifth round quarterback. If we get into the importance of their talent, importance of them making it for the Browns, I view them in the same light. They're the same damn guy. I think we should be judging that with importance, especially because I just think Shador could use those more because Dylan's been getting the first team reps since camp. I think that's the other thing. It's like Shador wasn't getting them then. Hadn't gotten them since, which again is understandable. Get it? I actually think it would be more valuable to Shador from that standpoint. Dylan's been getting them. This is just familiarity with Dylan, right? With Shador, it's I'm about to go full Aladdin here, a whole new world.
A whole new world.
Yeah.
I watched that movie also 37 times with my daughter now.
Who at the station got a thing for Spencer. Jasmine? Spencer, yeah. Mm. Kyle in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's not like he didn't know the answer.
Should Shador Sanders be getting first team reps?
Yes, I believe so. Just to get him acclimated slightly, and I understand what they're doing with Dylan Gabriel. He is obviously the guy that they wanted more, but I also think that they're protecting Shador. I think that they're not trying to throw him out into the fire. They're trying to build something. And Kevin Stefanski has never really given anybody the chance to build. And I think that they believe in him maybe secretly behind the scenes a little bit more to build on something that might actually come to fruition.
So my only problem with that, Kyle, and I don't disagree completely, but
we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
They have not pushed that narrative to anybody behind the scenes. They pushed the exact opposite narrative behind the scenes, and that's the part that makes me so mad about the Shador conversation. Is that they continue to tell anybody that will pay attention that he's not ready and he needs more reps and he needs more this and he needs more that. And so if they're thinking the way that you're suggesting, they had a really funny way of showing it to people.
I think it's really interesting, too, because when we start to have these conversations, I get that the Shador, Dylan conversations, I get these things can be a little tiring to folks. I'll also say, like, we're talking about the current and the future of the Browns quarterback position. It might feel like the stakes are low because it's a third and a fifth round pick, right? When I told Ken to do his job yesterday and then immediately walked it back, my point is...
We don't have the audio clip of that, Mac?
We should argue about Dylan Gabriel and Shador the way we did...
Do your job, Ken!
Tyrod Taylor versus Baker Mayfield. Like, the stakes are still the same here. The stakes are, do we have anybody that can stabilize the quarterback position and maybe even be a bridge starter, even if that's to the first round pick next year? And I think this does matter a great deal. It might seem immaterial talking about 10% of the snaps. We're talking about the development of two young quarterbacks who, by virtue of you're putting, 10 more games in, that does matter. It does matter to the dudes on the field. It does matter to those guys and their chances to succeed.
And it also showcases who they continue to invest in. I mean, that's the part for myself. It showcases what areas of this team and who in particular they continue to invest their time and their resources in. If you have 100% of snaps, right now they're saying, Dylan Gabriel, you're the only one we care about. And it just is what it is.
216-474-0092. Kevin Stefanski was honest, which we appreciate, in regards to Shedeur Sanders not getting first-team reps yet. Should he be getting first-team reps? We got some calls on this, and we wave the magic wand for the Browns and see what happens in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.